looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, what's going on at the Inner West Council? There's a new training program being rolled out for council staff, and they'll be made to sit through bizarre lessons on unconscious bias. And one part of the course makes a really interesting, some might say extraordinary, claim about Indigenous Australians. It claims that the British dismantled the Aboriginal understanding of gender. Gender. The course says Indigenous Australians used to be gender diverse until the British came along and imposed the norms of man and woman. Now, have you ever heard anything like that? Council staff will be taught colonisers imposed Victorian-era gender understandings based on binary ideologies and dismantled gender diversity within their cultures in the process. What? Now, as best as we can tell, there's no evidence that the ideas of man and woman were imposed on Aboriginal communities by the British. If anything, it's the opposite. One study from 2017 looked into the history of Indigenous gender roles. It found traditional Aboriginal communities had clearly defined responsibilities and obligations for women and for men. The study, citing multiple other papers, suggests that men would hunt and provide for the family, women would raise the children. Well, that's what I presume, right? If you're from a hunter-gatherer society, you are going to have clearly defined roles, because there'll be most men going out doing the hunting and there'll be most women who will be doing other things. As the study notes, in the past, family roles were determined strictly by men's business and women's business. Well, that reminds me of secret women's business, which was a big deal many, many years ago when there was an argument in South Australia over land rights. And famously, the court case heard that there was secret women's business surrounding the Hindmarsh Bridge. And when the women were asked to explain what the secret women's business was, they said, well, we can't. It's secret women's business. It goes back thousands of years. So if you had secret women's business way back then, and certainly there was secret men's business as well, well, was it all of a sudden people turning up from Britain who then determine men's and women's business? I don't think so. I don't know where they've got their ideas from, the Inner West Council. It's like the book Dark Emu, where people use a little bit of creativity when discussing history. Do you reckon Indigenous Australians were gender fluid until the Brits arrived? Pull the other one.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.